Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed the short reprieve of nice weather because you need AC this weekend and today. 91 today, 99 tomorrow, 100 degrees on Saturday here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey.
75 yesterday. Very nice.
Not that bad.
After 75, it's pretty warm.
It's pretty warm.
I sat down and I talked to Sugar last night.
Did you?
We're in for a couple rough days, I said.
Did you ever talk?
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed today's show.
We ordered something online that didn't. It was delayed. Like a cooling pad.
The pad.
The cooling pad.
Oh, good idea.
But that's been delayed, and that's not sitting well with us right now.
Do you live in trees? I mean, is there trees around there?
Yeah, there's some shade, but it's. But yeah, she needs more. She's a polar bear.
Yeah.
So it's just different.
We're not in the same boat. Bullet's not so bad with the heat. He cuts his walk short, but he doesn't. He just cuts him short. He just starts walking home. I'm like, all right, that's it. But he doesn't lay down or anything like that.
Sugar will lay down first, lay in the grass. And then she just stops. She doesn't really turn around. She just goes, we're not going any further because I know my homing device in my head, and we're going further away from the house, and this is not working.
It's a problem because she's so big.
Yeah.
You got to pull her up, right?
You got to
plead with her a little. Like, Sugar, come on.
No, if you go, I try to go, let's go a little further. It's like, no can do. Won't do it. Won't even consider it.
I've got no more steps for you.
Yeah, this is it.
Before I stop. Mm-hmm. What was your conversation with her like, Bill? Was she understanding yesterday?
She listened. Okay. And I will say this. Sugar gives you the head tilt. She gives you this one, which is awesome by a dog. When the dog gives you the head tilt, kind of like when they know you're talking directly to them, they give you the head tilt. Like the other day, my slipper, she came in from outside with my slipper. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, what are we doing with my slipper? Yeah. She looks at me and goes, like this? And
you mean this thing?
You mean this thing right here? Why was it outside?
Why was it outside?
And she knew. Oh, she dropped it right away. Like, I know.
My bad.
This one's on me. It's a lot.
Well, we hope she gets her splash pad or her cooling pad soon.
Splash pad.
Yes.
Cooling pad. Because 100 degrees will be rough on Sugar and everybody. It'll be terrible on Saturday.
No, is it going to be terrible?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Is there any way to mitigate it? Like, well,
we're welcoming the official start of summer, the longest day of the year with 100 degree weather on Saturday.
Ooh,
happy summer, everybody.
Wait a second. What's today?
The 19th. 21st is the longest day. That's Saturday. Two days from now.
And then we start to make our move.
Then it begins to turn for Bill.
Makes the turn.
Every day.
We're making the turn on Saturday.
Making the turn on Saturday. Now we're one day closer to fall.
Monday will be glorious, right?
I mean, yeah. A little less daylight by a couple
minutes.
Starting
to down
still probably 95, 97 degrees.
It's there's nothing good about it.
Come on, think of something good.
If you're a youth, maybe, and I guess at the pool, maybe.
Yeah.
Even that, do you need 100? I don't think so. You don't need 100.
It's hot.
You don't need that.
It's way too hot. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we get enough rain, really good for the crops. Really good.
Think of good things.
Yes.
About 100 degrees.
Like, the weekend is time to golf. I have no desire to golf in 100 degree weather. I have no interest even pursuing a tee time anywhere this weekend.
Isn't
none.
That right. Even if there's
no
wind.
Nope. Not playing at 100 degrees. Not doing it. If I had a tournament, I'd still play it. But if I for free for like golf, just going for fun, no. No consideration this weekend.
Courses full, though? Won't the golf courses be full?
Yep. Not really. No.
This will affect them. This will affect them.
The
we're heading into that kind of weather.
I played. We went and met with some friends in Vegas, like in July, and it was in that 112 range.
Oh,
and we golfed, and there was literally nobody on the course, and this course had houses all over it.
Mm-hmm.
No one was outside. Drapes were pulled. It was like it
drapes
was
drapes were pulled.
It was like it was. It was like shutters shut. It was like it was January 28th in Lincoln.
That's drapes pulled.
It was like, no, everything is like, no, there's no one goes outside in this.
Okay.
And playing, literally, there was no one on the course. There was like, well, we could go as slow as you want or fast you want because there's nobody ahead of us or behind us. They kind of chuckled. You guys are going out. All right. All right. Give it a shot. Absolutely.
Like they follow you to see how this goes. Let's see how these guys
enjoy
do out here.
It's 112.
So it's just TV time? Mm. Stay inside.
Stay inside. I don't know. I'll be outside. I'll go outside.
I don't know. I didn't. Okay. This is all coming at me pretty fast right now. 100 tomorrow.
Yes. 99 tomorrow, 100 on Saturday. So pretty much, back-to-back days.
Sunday?
About 98. Yeah, we're in it for a stretch of some really warm weather. Today's 91 will feel cool compared to this weekend.
Sipple, this was brought on to me by a breaker. It was Ryan Wade's the one who brought it to my attention like that. And you did it now, and you do it every day, and it's one of my new favorite things. That you just repeat a comment with a question, like that. Basically, like, I was in O'Neill yesterday. So you were in O'Neill. It's like, now it's gonna be 100 or something like that. So it'll
be
100. Yes, it's something. It's
conversation.
I'm going to repeat what you just said
with a question.
This will be tallied now.
Deb from Beatrice points out, yes, this is Beatrice's celebration weekend. Homestead days will be very warm in
you
Beatrice.
Know what?
It
Buckle
will.
Up.
It will
okay.
be warm.
Homestead days.
That's our days in Beatrice.
One. Yeah.
There's one. I just did it. Homestead days.
So homestead days.
Tell me more about Homestead Days.
That's true. He identified something that's very true. Yeah. I just did it. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't think about it either until he told me. He goes, you know that Steve just takes any comment and repeats it as a question. And now it's got me intrigued with a lot of
me
things.
Me too.
It's going to be very intriguing.
Because I just did it. I didn't even think about it. So, Homestead Days.
Ryan Wade is on to you.
He is
on to you.
He's told the story.
Smart.
To sip, and I just as well share it, I think. So, had a busy kind of, I was out and about yesterday doing some things, and I had to do some traveling. And one of the places I had to whip through, but not to do anything there, but my travels took me through Pender. So, I whipped into I call it the Little Mart, so we used to be called at the time, right across the corner from where my grandma and step-grandpa lived at. So, I've been in the place.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there maybe, I don't know, 2,000 times?
2,000.
Minimum.
Like the Little Mart?
The Little Mart. And I go in there, and I get in there, and it's kind of a little misty and a little rainy out that time.
Yeah.
And I see, and I'm like, oh man, there's Tim Von Sagren there, and he's got a cold 30 pack of Busch Light, and it's about 12:44. Like that. I'm gonna get a slice of pizza.
Lunch hour. And
at lunch hour, he's got a 40. So I'm like, hey man, getting a jump on things, huh? And I look at him, and I go, okay. This isn't Tim.
Oh, no.
This isn't my friend.
No.
This isn't my friend. I have no idea who this guy
no.
is.
Oh,
he
no.
He kind of looks at me, and I kind of look, and I look at him, and I look at him, and I just went to the restroom and got my 44-ounce Diet Coke and left.
I think you're okay.
So there's no words there.
I did not say, I'm sorry about that. I thought I knew you. I thought you were my, nope. I did. I thought, oh, man, there's Tim Von Sagren.
I think he's okay on that.
Did you keep your cool? Did your face get red?
No, I didn't get flushed like that. He goes, well, it's raining. I go, yeah, it is. And I'm just like, I swore that was Tim Von Sagren, but it wasn't.
It wasn't.
So
he wasn't mad.
No, wasn't mad.
And he wouldn't be. I don't think anybody would be like.
No. I think when you buy a 30-pack at noon, I think someone's going to at least look at you a little bit. Aren't they?
Maybe.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
This isn't a Saturday or a Friday. It's a Wednesday.
Saturday, no. Not at all. Friday, no. It's Wednesday.
I would be a little embarrassed. But it was if I was saying it to somebody. Oh, getting an early start.
I told Duke the story.
You're not Tim.
And Duke goes, hang on. Now, you did say something. I go, I didn't. I just veered right.
There's no follow up.
No, just veered right. And then when I came, I went to the bathroom, came out, got my Diet Coke. He was gone, and that was it.
You know, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I'd have to see it a little bit.
I'd have to hear your tone.
But, and there's a couple of people in line. He wasn't by himself at the register. It was like there were a couple of people in front of him.
At the worst, he's probably thinking, "What a wise guy! What a wise guy!"
I'm in my yellow shirt. You know, just walking.
Oh, so you're getting an early start.
Go back to construction, guy. That's what he's thinking, his head.
That's unbelievable.
It's funny. It's funny.
No fists were thrown. Nobody was offended.
No, I don't think it would be that bad.
I don't think you'd get that mad in that guy's shoes.
What came over me was when I'm thinking that you're talking to somebody that you think you know very well, and you don't. It's like not even the right person. Then also you're going like, how did I misidentify the person?
Right. You got to be careful.
Yeah. And... So anyway,
if I was the guy, I don't think it would bother me.
No, I wouldn't.
I don't think it would. No, it wouldn't. Would it bother you, Jake?
But just think about
if
this.
If some rando just said,
"No, I'd probably laugh."
Getting an early start.
I'd probably laugh. But yeah, I am. You're right. I am.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
You want to join in? You want a beer?
I don't think I'd be mad.
I would be mad. If you are, then that's on you.
No,
that's a you problem.
Yeah. Okay, I'm really watching this Ryan Wade thing right now.
Keep your eye on that.
Ryan Wade.
Yes.
Okay.
This morning, I got stuck behind a garbage truck, and Bill called me out for it.
Yeah, I did. Enough's enough.
You guys know, a week ago, I had to take a different route because it was blocked off by police presence blocking the road at 56th and Capitol. That's my route. Normal, Capitol. I take that's the easiest route for me to get here. It's the quickest route.
Got it.
This morning, right about 53rd again. I didn't see because he just popped up on the road from a side street. Here comes a garbage truck. And keep in mind, it's still one lane traffic both ways. One lane on the right, one on the left.
Still that.
And I'm stuck. But I didn't see him. He had just pulled out in front of the guy ahead of me.
Okay.
As I'm already committing to normal, I didn't turn right at 56 because I could if I saw him. But he literally, right when I got past 56, pulls off the side street. And so I'm stuck behind a garbage truck for a good couple minutes before I can get free at 48th Street.
What, okay. Was he going slow?
He stopped at six homes.
Oh, okay. Trouble.
And he's doing his job. I'm not mad at him. This is more of a road issue that I can't get past the garbage truck.
The streets department.
Making four stops on Capitol Parkway at 5:35 in the morning.
Yeah, I held you up.
Yeah. There was about a line of 10 people behind me as well held
angry
up.
Angry right now.
Bill got mad at me after it.
He said, "We'll take a different route."
I go, you know that's a one lane route, and you know this is going. Take a different route. This is on you.
If I had seen the garbage truck.
It's a you problem.
You six, I would have taken.
Doesn't matter.
Right to South Street, but he pulled out right as I commit to taking Capitol all the way.
You're playing Russian roulette every day.
I know, every day
because also it's those high orange skinny cones, right? And you can't. You're blocked in.
You can't get behind.
You are in a funnel. Remember, that's been going so long. Remember when I got when that happened to me, but the guy was on a bike, mm-hmm. riding right down the middle of the road, about 20 miles an hour, and had people backed up 20 cars. And I'm on both sides, there's just giant sidewalks on both sides.
Oh, it's God. Like,
and he's just cruising down the middle of that thing, and people are just... And I'm the one right behind him, so they can't see him. Mm. They think I'm the problem. All of a sudden, you feel like saying, like, hey, over here...
I'm not mad at the guy. Was doing his job.
No.
He's doing his job. This is not a garbage man issue. It's the still the road, which has been under construction for about 4 years, it feels like now.
Hmm.
It doesn't really seem like there's doing any work to it. It's just kind of, there's just cones everywhere. I haven't seen any construction on that area for a long time.
Huh.
If someone can confirm there's been construction done on Capitol between 48th and 56th, I'd like proof because I have not seen anything for months.
Jake told me something really funny, too. I sent him a picture. I go, Jake, what's this?
Oh, no.
And Jake goes, I don't know what that is.
It's from Beatrice.
It's a historical building, brick building.
Yeah.
And it looks so odd but interesting. And it's like, what is this? And he had to text Seth.
Yes.
And Seth tells him, yeah, it's right on the edge of town, too. It's like this.
It's right by the golf course.
Right by the golf course.
Then I realized, oh God, I went by that every single day for basically my entire life. It was a weird angle they took the picture at.
The angle I see that at,
I would say, oh, yeah, that's right by the course. But for some reason, it was from a different angle. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Historical marker.
And then Jake tells me this one. He goes, yeah, I took a shortcut by it once. I got a nail in my tire. Never again.
I did. I, I, this is a shortcut to go back to my house from that area, and I got a nail in my tire. I said, I'm not doing this ever again. Yeah. So I kept taking a little bit, but the 2 minute longer route.
A giant historical building right on the edge of town, right by the golf course, and you having no idea what it is.
What is
it? I don't know what the building actually is, though. It's just a big brick hut, basically.
What is it? Do you know what it is?
I can pull it up.
Please tell us.
Like the Alamo.
I don't even know what it is.
I guess I should have had a curiosity growing up. I know what it is.
If this would be a place, Sip, for you and me, would have been like, yeah, we rode our bike there all the time. We went out there. I've been inside it 10 times. That's what you'd be saying right now. And it just blew me away that Jake had no idea. So I'm like, well, this must not be in.
I knew where it was. I still don't know what it is. So I'd be like to be enlightened here a little bit.
I'm sort of surprised they didn't address it in school at some point.
That's somebody's house. Like, it's like right by their home. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's right by someone's house. Like.
Jake. How did you not know what that is?
Just off the highway.
Is it not?
I told you the angle the picture's taken from. I don't
Jake,
know that angle.
You drove by it hundreds of times.
Then I realized, that's the place. And I know that place. Yeah.
You're on Facebook a lot.
What's that?
That's just news.
That's my news. I don't
forget news.
You do TikTok all day, and you're telling me that I'm all day. I don't do Twitter.
News and interesting things. Yeah,
I got this text like at 7:30 a.m. on Saturday. I wasn't awake at that point.
Seriously, would we not have been inside that building? Over 100 times as kids. Jake. Where are we going? We're going out to the building.
Man, I still don't know what it is, though. I know
it's incredible brick. It's round.
It's round,
I don't even...
It's like a mini dome.
But I can't tell you what it was purpose for. That I do not know. I know where it's at. I've been by. I don't know what the purpose of the building was or is.
This is from the I Grew Up in Nebraska website that I follow. Which I follow diligently.
And you screenshotted
We were joyriding around Beatrice and came across this interesting building. Anyone know anything about it? So I said to Jake, no can do, never seen it. He's from Beatrice.
I just woke up. I was just,
I'm like,
very foggy at that point.
From Beatrice.
Then Seth says, yeah, you know where that's at. Oh, yeah, I do know where that's at. I don't know what it is, though. I don't know what the building's purpose was.
Anyway.
And Seth didn't either.
You have some holes when it comes to Beatrice. Yes,
I do.
You do.
I just found out yesterday there's a soul food restaurant in Beatrice. I didn't know this until at 3 o'clock yesterday. I said, what the hell is this?
Mary Ellen's?
No, it's called Zoe's.
Zoe's?
Yeah.
Z-O-apostrophe-S. I'd never heard of it. It's new as of 6 months ago, which I guess that's fair to me. I don't go to Beatrice very often, but I'd never heard of it.
That doesn't throw me at all.
No. Seth, has ever been to Zoe's?
Yeah.
My parents have never been to Zoe's before.
If I'm driving down Main Street of Pender and there's a restaurant or a store I don't know of, I'm not like, well, this is incredible. No. I didn't know about this. Didn't even think twice about it.
Good comment from YouTube regarding the building in Beatrice. Blitzkrieg says, it wasn't stone, so Jake didn't notice it. It was brick. If it's stone, I know exactly where it's at.
Do it.
Pardon me, you got a second. No, come on. No,
get yourself together.
Hate to interrupt, but I'm Blitzkrieg.
Exactly what he said. Hate to interrupt.
But I'm Blitzkrieg.
He's running an entire catering service.
God, yes, yes, chef.
Yes, chef, yes.
Great name. Great name, Blitzkrieg.
He's down the street from us. two blocks south.
Hey, Blitzkrieg, you guys should advertise.
Just a thought, Blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
Wanna triple I've that? Mentioned it before to you guys. It's been a couple of years. I'll come by this morning.
He's looking off.
We'll stop by. Blitzkrieg, meet
Jake, you were looking off.
He was. He looked off. He looked off.
I was looking down there at Blitzkrieg. It's two blocks away, just south from us here. Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef's a great name.
Anything else? Idle Chit Chat? We good?
No.
Okay. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the power sprayer or run the sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included.
Joey!
They don't guess. They game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more at 738ag.com about Joey Robinson's wonderful business and his team.
We talked about this on the game plan of Joey. It's a lot. We talked, and this it just matches up with baseball so much.
Yeah.
With all every stadium you go to is different, right? Every single stadium that you go to is different. Different numbers, short porch, this, whatever's going on. Everything is different. Every field is different. Every single field is different. It's not, and so if you're not matching up your fertilizer, your chemicals, and your seed with what the ground's telling you.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening.
You're done. You're done. You'll produce something, but you want just normal yield. Is that what you want to be? Is that what we're trying to do? Be average yield people? Mm-mm. I don't know. That's not what we want to get done here at the stool. I know.
I hope
and so,
not.
And so that's what Joey's getting done. You have to follow the game plan. Sit down with somebody. Understand with what's going on.
Joey.
Website 738ag.
738.com.
By the way, quickly before we get to the wonderful game last night in the College World Series, Jay in Colorado tells me the Rockies have won 4 games in a row and 5 of their last 7 games.
On that's borderline
pace,
incredible.
The pace for the worst record in baseball is off. They're going to surpass that. It at this point.
Take that, stool.
Yeah. I like that. Okay.
Well done, Rockies. Way to go. Figuring it out here in mid-June,
what
finally.
What did they make the playoffs? Could happen.
Their scouting department is saying, see?
See? Yeah. Which yeah, needed, I told
we
you.
We just needed some time.
Outdated? No.
No.
We're not outdated.
You guys have scouts. No, we don't. But I know some people are into that. We don't do that.
You don't do advanced scouting.
Advanced scouting.
last night, if you were not able to watch the LSU-Arkansas game, you missed an all-timer in the College World Series. This game was back and forth. It was epic drama. The ninth inning itself was its own baseball game. I mean, it's 3-3 going to the ninth. Arkansas takes a 5-3 lead and then goes to the bottom of the ninth. And it's 5-3, two outs, two guys on base. And Arkansas, before that, there's a double play ball, correct, Bill?
There's a guy named Aloy. Let's
unfold this onion.
We're unfolding.
The short stuff. Yeah, it was first and second. LSU had first and second with one out. Routine ground ball to a first round shortstop. He's a first rounder. Certain first rounder.
He
wheels and throws to third. Gets the lead runner, which a sixth grader would do.
It appeared to be time for the double play. It appeared to be time.
I told this to Rudy, who's a veteran, obviously college baseball player. And I was driving this morning thinking about it. All I could think about was things had gotten tense a little bit.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Things had gotten tense. There were you know, people were on base. We had people on first and second.
First and second.
And so that you could just see the look in Arkansas. It could just sell. It was something there.
Yeah,
the curse was
the
there.
Curse.
I mean, it feels like I don't. I told Jake.
Freaking
today,
curse.
I told Jake. I said, I go, I don't believe in curses, but this is. I'm really close.
I'm starting to wonder.
I'm really close. Arkansas. I'm starting to. If somebody wants to talk to me, if Arkansas wants to sit down and present their case, I'd listen.
Yeah.
But the
bowl attention.
But all I can figure out on this play was that there was no self talk by himself.
Mm-hmm.
I get this ball. This is double play ball.
Mm-hmm.
It was just all of a sudden the ball got hit. And he reacted
right
so
away.
Fast to third, and it was a routine. The announcers were like, and then they panned out, and they showed it from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, the runner's not even in the picture
he
yet.
Would have got it.
The runner, if you watched him, he was not running as if his life depended on it. He really wasn't.
It was routine.
It was routine. And here's the worst case scenario. Two outs, runners on first and third to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Instead, you got, instead you have what you have. It's like, now it's still two outs. I was like, what are we doing?
Well, he clutched up.
I mean,
He clutched up.
And double play, the game's over. If
yes.
There's one out, so double play wins the game. It's over. Arkansas survives.
Pretty much, I bet you, if that's just a regular season game, he's
every time
second baseman.
So that's what I mean. There was no it wasn't like, hey, listen, I get this ball. If the ball pulls him towards third, yeah, you got to
play. Do that.
It didn't
that
do that.
Routine.
It was routine. And it was hit sharp.
Yep. Yeah, pretty sharp.
And do you see the second baseman when you get on the bag? He's like, what just happened?
He got the out, but that's just pressure. I think that's just pressure. You just do things that you don't normally do.
And they would show him, and his face was just like, and it was
I hurt for him.
I did too. And then I didn't hear really anybody from the pundit side stick up for him either.
No,
there was no one saying, I understand.
No, don't
understand that one at all.
I mean, I'd understand if it was a sixth grader. I'm not being glib. I'm not even being harsh. But that's the move you'd make when you're in seventh grade.
Yeah, be, sometimes you're going like, hey, nice job. You got the ball.
The lead runner.
Got the lead runner. Smart. Yeah. Okay, we're okay.
Yeah.
So that leads to, again, one out. So now it's two outs, man on first and second. Yeah. And then there's a
Luis Hernandez.
Say line drive. Line shot to left field. And left fielder, again, tough play, but he's right there. And he falls down and he goes off of his right shoulder and ricochets to the wall. Two runs score. Now it's a tie game. They bring in a new pitcher and they score. LSU wins 6-5. That play in left field. We just saw Nebraska benefit from something like that against Michigan State.
Yep.
One out to go. Guy drops the ball. Nebraska survives and wins the game. This ball has to be caught. Yeah. I understand it's a tough play, but we've watched it several times over.
Not that tough. He took a step back. He misjudged it.
Well, first of all, in defense, yes, the play's made. Balls hit directly at you are a difficult ball. If the ball's hit like two feet to one side or the other, just a layup. Mm-hmm. So he did. He took a retreat step.
Yeah, he took a retreat step.
If I told Rudy earlier, I go, if he doesn't move, the ball would have hit him in the chest.
Yeah.
The ball would have hit him directly in the chest.
Hurt for him.
To end the game.
Charles Davalain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And just that happened. And then the last part, though, I'm going to start with, someone has to talk me off the ledge of how it's not a coaching error.
Ooh, on which one?
With now the score's tied, runner on second. Why do they not walk the guy that just bombed a home run, one of the best hitters in college baseball, and you want the force at third? One run beats you. So you want the force at third to have a chance.
Yeah.
There's no. It's not like, well, we don't want to put him on because what if he jacks one?
No.
Well, the next guy up. No.
God, he just hit.
So someone has to explain that to me.
Well, the one only thing I would say, and I agree with you, but I mean, it just went off the infielder's glove, so it's just that close.
I know that's the second point of the onion. The first point is walk the guy. That's what you would do.
Jared,
he's not the eighth batter. He just hit a home run. He's one of the best hitters in college baseball.
Jared Jones batting .330 on the season. Yeah, he tied the game up in the eighth. It was 3-2 Arkansas. Solo shot makes it 3-3 in the eighth.
Confidence high, all those things. And then...
surely DVH was asked about it.
And then also, after that, Steve, I say the play is made 8 out of 10 times on his hit.
Yeah.
The ball didn't go over his glove.
No.
It went off the side of his glove. Or then where he's up. The play's made 8 out of 10 times. Then guess what? You're going to extra innings. You're still in the game.
Right.
And so the comedy of errors, and then just the, in my opinion, that was a missed opportunity by the coach. Because if you walk him, the next guy gets a hit and scores him or what, it's like, okay, I can understand. It happens like that. But that wasn't the smart thing to do. No one can tell me you don't want to have the force out at third. And the guy, if the guy was 0-19 in the series, okay, let's pitch to this guy. He just hit a home run.
The previous inning, in the eighth inning, he hit a game-tying home run. Jared Jones.
He's one of the best batters on their team. So the other part, too, was I've never seen that type of literally break, just insane sobbing of just being so crushed by players. Mm-hmm. That was hard, and I felt for Arkansas so bad. I was up. I was in bed. I go, I can't sleep. Told Laura, can't go to bed. So worked up over that game, for what happened and how it played out. Because I told her, I said, I go, as Jake has pointed out, I'm just an assistant coach. But in the assistant coaching world, I've woke up with wins that were so incredible. Mm-hmm. National championships, Big Eight championships, all these Mountain West, incredible. I don't remember hardly any of them. But I remember waking up when I couldn't breathe. I remember waking up when something happened on that, and you can't let it go. Like today, it's worse right now than what it was yesterday at this time. And that is hard on the human spirit.
This is also a bummer for Omaha because you want these teams to play again. You had a chance. So now it's set. It's Coastal Carolina and LSU. Coastal Carolina beats Louisville 11-3. They've now won 26 straight games. Oh, by the way, 26 straight wins.
I don't think they haven't lost since April.
In baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah. Baseball.
Yeah. Late April.
They went 11-3, and they're on to play LSU in the finals Saturday, Sunday, and Monday if necessary. But this, they would have played tomorrow. This was a for sure day off, right? Thursday was a day off.
I don't think so. No. They played tonight.
This was going to be the day? Okay.
Yeah, I thought, for sure the series was Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, the 100 playing tonight.
Yeah. And think of the crowd for that one. Once again, the crowd last night was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Can you imagine leaving that stadium last night if Arkansas would have won? Oh, I mean, that would have been.
Let's go watch it again tomorrow.
Let's play it back. Let's see. And let's go to Rocco's afterwards and we'll settle it. We'll settle this thing.
Oh. So Arkansas's streak goes on. Hasn't won a national title.
It's a curse.
Hasn't won a national title.
He's been there 10 times, 9 with Arkansas, if I'm right. He's only been once with Nebraska,
this
right?
This is what Yahoo says. Under Van Horn, the Razorbacks have made the NCAA tournament 21 times with 8 College World Series appearances.
So did he take Nebraska twice?
Yes.
He took him twice. That's what it says here. I
thought it was twice for Nebraska.
I'm quoting Yahoo. Under Van Horn, the Razorbacks have made the NCAA tournament 21 times with 8 College World Series appearances. So.
Curse.
Yeah.
And then also this one. Tell me this one, Jake. Steve, were you watching? Did you watch the game?
I watched the game, man.
When they brought in Shores, everyone said the same thing. Duke texts me and goes, "This is insane." Came in throwing 101, 6-7, and I text Swim right away. I said, "Who is this pitcher?" Mm-hmm. And then they rip him.
They did.
They hit him for 4 hits, hit batter. They crushed him. They knocked him out of the game.
3 runs on him. Yeah. Two innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 strikeouts.
They absolutely crushed him. And I'm going like, Duke texts me and goes, "I've never seen anything like this." Yeah. And I'm like, "This thing's over."
They threw back-to-back guys that threw 100. Yeah. And the guy that I think tied it, he hit a first pitch breaking ball, and I'm thinking, why, if you throw 100, are you throwing a breaking ball? I'm coming straight heat, and he can go talk to his mama.
Not sure what that means, but
100. Those guys, they throw back to back guys that throw 100.
That part just blew me away too. Swim didn't text. He was working at the Storm Chasers.
Yes.
I texted him back before he even had a chance to respond. Never mind. They rocked him out of the game. So no big deal
here.
It's
a great game. God, I feel for DVH, though.
Wow. I do, too. Wow. It was just, oh, man.
LSU 6-5 defeats Arkansas. Epic, epic ninth inning of this game.
It's been a great College World
Series. It's the most memorable college baseball game I've ever been at.
Really?
Ever watched. Not been at. I've been at some ones that were be different because I was there. But I've never watched a game that I was that into. Me and Laura sat down in the third inning. Because the whole game was great.
Yep.
It was like everything was like, game, oh, wow, check that out. I mean, the whole thing was just incredible. There were plays after plays.
This sets up the finals again. The first game will be Saturday, Coastal Carolina, LSU, 6 p.m. on ESPN.
Think of the money. Because there was going to be a series anyway. Think of the money lost on that drop ball. In downtown Omaha.
Yeah.
Because now it's going to, because people now.
Money lost.
Today, people are just kind of hanging out, doing other stuff. They might leave Omaha. They might drive to Lincoln to do sightseeing or whatever. They're just off for a day. Mm-hmm. They're not just walking around. Here's the next thing, though. Watch this one. It won't happen so much with Coastal in my mind, but it will with LSU. So now they had, when they won that game on a Wednesday night, they don't play till Friday, and they're guaranteed 2 games. There is a beeline from Louisiana to Omaha of those fans. Of those fans going to say,
"Okay, crazier."
Because that there will be just the people are coming in town like insane.
So the first game's Saturday, right?
Saturday at 6.
Oh, it's Saturday?
Saturday.
So they're off till Saturday.
Yeah. Saturday, off Sunday, Saturday. Monday. So Monday if necessary.
So that it will be a beeline of people coming from.
So that's good for me.
That will help in that case. It's going to be, you have LSU in it. You have LSU in it.
Shots.
Yeah.
Rocco's is very happy today.
Shots.
Congrats to LSU. They're on to play Coastal Carolina. When we come back, question about Nebraska's schedule. Football, October. Early break in the ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.